And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword, and by the flame of captivity, by the flame, by captivity, and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be helped with a little help. The men shall cling to them with flatteries. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the time of judgment be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange god, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and shall call them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. Now I think Mr. Bush is going to do this. He has gone into the Middle East, and I believe he's going to set his direction now for the glorious land. Mr. Reagan denied or blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Mr. George Bush Sr. gave us the first denial as a nation for Christ. Mr. George Bush Jr. had denied his Christ, the second denial, when he walks into the Muslims. And now he has to bring up the third denial, where he will actually curse the God. And to do that, how else could he be accepted as a representation for the strength of Israel, upholding the name Yahshua, or Jesus? So when they're going to say, but you represent Yahshua, he's going to say, I don't know him. He's going to curse him to be acceptable, to bring about the peace that they hope to bring in Jerusalem. Neither shall he regard the God, that's big God, of his fathers. That's the one true God. The God of his fathers is the one God we all seemingly serve. But he won't regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of a woman. Now, that does not mean he desires a woman. See, that's a mistake we've made. It doesn't say desiring a woman. It says he doesn't regard the desire of a woman. Now, what does a woman desire? She desires a man. He ain't going to be a man. He can be a devil in a man. He shall enter into the glorious land. Many countries shall be overthrown. He's doing it now. These shall escape out of his hand. Edom, Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. That's Jordan. He shall stretch forth his hands also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. His power over the treasures of gold and silver. Who's putting the money behind this war effort? The United States isn't doing it. We don't have it. We're broke. We are indebted. Who are we indebted to? I've tried to tell that to you. I've asked that question many times. Your American dollar is worthless, except somebody backs it up. He shall enter into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt. Now that is the world. He will have the powers of the world, not the United States. You see, whether you believe it or not, I told you that once we get into the tribulation period, the United States will be an entity. And if you think that Mr. Bush is operating as a representation of the United States, you are just about as blind as they come. He's operating with a higher power, under a higher power. That's why you can say to France, go to hell. That's why you can say to the United Nations, go to hell. And that's why you can say to the European Union, go to hell. He didn't say that. He did that. To them all three. But the tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Now you see the east. There's your China. Here's your China and your India, Korea. They trouble him. And out of the north, still out of Russia, he should go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. In other words, he's got to deal with them. He has to deal with the tidings out of the east and out of the north. When he gets all done, he's going to plant the tabernacle of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help. Don't be surprised if you see Mr. Bush visit Temple Mount soon. Just don't be surprised. He's going to make a move there. In order to get the Arabs to back away, he had to deny Christ. He did that by going into their mosque, into their thing, and denied Christ. In order to get the Jews now to go along with his plan, he's going to deny them again. This time more vehemently. Because you're not going to go into the Jews and present something to them in the name of Yahshua or the name of Christ. You're not going to do it, not in Israel. And they're going to strike the rock the second time. You're going to watch the abomination take place. There's nothing more abominable than the denying your own God, the God who gave you life. Boy, I'm sitting over the Lord just said to me, so you see what Bush is going to do? See, Satan knows the pattern. And the Antichrist spirit is denial. Who did the greatest denial of Christ? The one who had the revelation. Does the devil know what time it is? Then he has a revelation. And in this revelation, he has to deny the Christ. Can you picture Bush going over there and trying to convince Israel and get them talking about Jesus?